if I'm tipping the coffee person 20% and someone does an amazing job, how much should I be tipping the other person? My anchor, my benchmark is 20% just for someone handing me a coffee or turning the screen around. What about somebody with great service? Now I'm tipping 40%, 50% of my bill. Should I really pay 50% more to have great service?
Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action.
Tipping in America has gotten out of control, and Candace Owens is sick of it. And frankly, I am too. Check this out.
All right, where do I begin? I don't know. I was just perusing Twitter, I guess X, as we are calling it now, and I came across this post, and it broke me. It did. It broke me. Ashley St. Clair broke me. She shared this. She wrote, "What in the world is this? Just received this from a friend. Restaurants in LA are charging at 4% for an quote unquote LA health fee. The charge is to keep employees healthy and happy and is apparently citywide to have customers cover health insurance for restaurant employees." Now, what you are looking at, the picture that she attached, is obviously a receipt to some restaurant. It is still suggesting that people tip either 18%, 20%, or 22%, which is already outrageous. But then you can see where it's circled up top. It says LA Health 4%. And it's already included on the bill. It's already included. It's just a tax to keep the employees healthy and happy. And you're supposed to be fine with that. I don't even know what I would say if I received this receipt and saw that they had included a 4% tax, because that's effectively what it is. And then, of course, they're relying on most people not to even recognize it, right? You're out, you're having some drinks, you're eating. Are you going to really read the fine print here that says, in case you're wondering, we're just randomly tipping our employees? This is outrageous. And it has become increasingly outrageous, this culture of tipping in America. And I am specifically highlighting America because my husband and I, this has been a long back forth debate. And I hope he doesn't watch this show, because I'm admitting that he's right. He's been completely right. And essentially, he didn't understand it. He came here, obviously, we lived together, and he's like, "But why are Americans tipping like psychopaths?" And because I used to be a waiter, I would say, "Honey, no, you have to tip. I used to be a waiter. We make essentially no money." I think when I was a waitress, we were making $5.25 an hour, and the tip really meant something. And I used to just lambast him. "You absolutely must tip 15%. 18%, whatever it is." I was on team tipping. But then I started to realize that I didn't quite understand what the hell I was tipping for. You go to the coffee shop, right? There's no service being provided. At least with a waitress, they're busting their butts. You know, they're cleaning off the table. Sometimes you're bussing the table, putting down the menus, have to be in a good mood all the time. Even when you get a bad person and you're just like, "Oh God, this person's being a total jerk, but I still have to smile." What are they doing at a coffee shop?
Right. What are they doing at a coffee shop that deserves such a huge tip? It's getting disrespectful. And the crazy part about all this is that they're not even trying to hide the price increases. Normally, you would just raise your prices to fix your profit margins and you would deal with it that way. You know, maybe your favorite sandwich is 50 cents more today, or, you know, in a year, maybe it's $1 or $1.25 more to kind of help with the business. And we can kind of keep up with inflation as well. It's understandable. People understand the process of business. But when you start tacking on all these taxes for no reason, health taxes, somebody charged me a food tax. I went to a restaurant. I sat down, we had food, you know, I had some clients that I was talking to, and they charged me a 4% food tax. So I'm going there for food and I get taxed for food. That doesn't make any sense at all. And this is ridiculous. And sometimes they ask for a tip before you even get your food. Like I said, I haven't got my food yet. I don't even know if it's good or not. I don't know if you did a good job or not. And I'm tipping 20% and my food is still cold or my order is wrong. I mean, how is that? And what happens when I don't tip? Does that mean my food's not going to be good? Are you going to just throw my food on the floor and then put it into a box because I didn't tip? Is it like a retaliation? That's a fear of a customer. When I walk in and I'm afraid that my food is going to be spit in because I didn't want to tip because I just met you. Anyway, let's keep going.
"What would you like?" I would like an almond latte." "Okay, let me punch that in, sent that in. Here you are." They turn that screen around and they're like, 20% tip. 20% tip for what? What have you done to deserve a tip? It's completely and utterly outrageous. This is your job. Your job is to take my order. The barista's job is to make the coffee. There is no additional service that is being provided here. I'm not enjoying this. I'm not sitting in here. It's gotten crazy, honestly. My husband always made this argument, is a self-imposed tax. You guys have been somehow brainwashed to feel guilty into self-imposed tax. I didn't recognize it. I now recognize that he is right. If you think that's absurd, walking around at the coffee shop and just having them do nothing but take your order and then asking to be tipped 20% for punching in some stuff on a flat screen, take a listen to this TikToker and her experience where she was at when she was asked to tip. My jaw really hit the floor listening to this. Take a listen.
Can we talk about tipping culture and the weirdest place that you've ever been asked to tip really quick? I went shopping for my wedding dress like a week and a half ago, and I ended up finding my dress at the first store that I went to. And I'm not joking, when I went to go pay, they flipped their little iPad around and it asked for a tip. When I tell you, like, I full on froze, I stood there and I think they saw, like, the blood leave my body. I did not expect to have to, like, tip buying a wedding dress. And mind you, the store was empty. Like, it was me, my best friend, and then the three people that worked there. I think one was the owner and then just two stylists or something. So it was just empty. It was just them three at the front and then me just paying. And I
utterly outrageous. I can't even imagine. Oh, okay. We're expecting you to pay thousands of dollars for your wedding dress. And here's an additional fee for simply trying it on, having us do our jobs and assist you while you're trying on a wedding dress. Yes, let me flip the little iPad around and I expect you to tip us. Guys, I'm out. I can't do it. Call me a monster. I'm cold-hearted now when it comes to tipping culture. Honestly, I look forward to them flipping the little iPad around and I just look at them in the face as I hit 0% because you've done nothing additionally and I won't be made to pay you what this company should be paying you, obviously, because what we are doing, in fact, is we are paying their salaries. That's what we're doing. Don't believe me? Listen to this article. It reads, American tipping culture means employers only have to pay waiters $2 an hour.
This is not right at all. They need to do something about this quick. This can't continue because what is going to happen is the next generation is not going to know any different. Listen, if I'm getting great service, I don't mind tipping. I'm actually happy to tip. But a lot of us are getting tipping fatigue. The problem comes in is when I've been tipping four times in one day, when someone does a good job and somebody really gives me good service, one, I may not have the money, but two, if I'm tipping the coffee person 20% and someone does an amazing job, how much should I be tipping the other person? My anchor, my benchmark is 20% just for someone handing me a coffee or turning the screen around. What about somebody with great service? Now I'm tipping 40%, 50% of my bill. Should I really pay 50% more to have great service? You know, I see food trucks all the time. They're doing great business, great quality food, low prices, low overhead. Simple. Stop trying to make a five-star restaurant when you only have a two-star budget.
Well, these people have recognized that we have been so suckered by a tipping culture that all they have to do is rely on us to feel bad and we'll pay their employees. Yeah, don't worry. You're just going to just worry about the expenses of keeping the lights on, worry about paying your rent, and everyone else is going to pay your employees because they feel bad. They're going to see that LA Health 4% and go, oh, absolutely, I should be paying for your health care, not your employer. No, it's on me to do that because I'm out at this restaurant. Listen, if some of you guys are still feeling bad, and I do want to throw credit because Matt Walsh has been taking up the charge on this. He really has been beating the drum, talking about the outrage of tipping culture. I'm out. Like I said, I am completely out of this. Call me a monster. Call me whatever you will. My husband was right.
So how do you feel about tipping? Do you think that we should stop tipping culture and go back to great service and tipping from the kindness of our hearts? Should restaurants just raise their prices and may the best restaurant win? Because many of us are not budgeting our food to include tips. If you're going to tip or like to tip, make sure you allocate funds to that side of it. Or at the end of the month, you'll be wondering, where did all my money go? Well, I can tell you, it's been taxed away. And I don't like taxes. If I'm not going to allow the government to take extra taxes, I surely am not going to let a restaurant take extra taxes out of my food. Now, we've heard what Candace Owens had to say. Check out this video to figure out what Dave Ramsey had to say about tipping culture, and you won't believe what he said. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.